Blog Talk Radio.
Considering the circumstances, the daughter of Babylon, not too many people are true to themselves. They're following every fad, every change of sexual identity, and so on and so forth. Basically, it's a hot mess, the daughter of Babylon. So you must learn to be true with oneself. Stop following fads and whatnot, and stop following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Because he made you, he built you, he know what you're made out of. You know, if the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov can help a person like Yam Suf Arif, considering the bad life I lived, certainly in some regard, he can help you too. So you can learn to be true to oneself. Stop following fads, the craziness that we're on. And yes, we're crazy as we want to be. Why? Primarily because we're not true to Yah, your creator, your maker. And if you're not true to your creator, your maker, you can't be true to yourself or anyone else for that matter. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We're back again this afternoon. Some of you are probably out there celebrating Memorial Day. I don't know what you memorialize. Perhaps it's about God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's a good thing. Anything else is just a bit of humanism, cast in with a bit of emotionalism and wrapped up in an American flag. Well, I serve this country. I don't look to be memorialized for doing that. If I knew better what I knew now, I wouldn't serve it, but that's neither here nor there. But what is that saying? Once you know better, you do better. Thank you for studying right along with student teachers, Cottrell of New York City, Sister Abia of New York City, and yours truly, Yam Suf. Thank you for coming and studying with us so you can learn to memorialize something worth memorializing, the creator of your life. Of all nations, for that matter. I'm going to bring him on shortly. I don't know if Sister Aviad has healed up to some degree that she can speak. I pray Yah that she has. But if not, I just turn the mic on me. And there are student teachers like Yam Suf. I know you hate heard me make reference to that. And why are we student teachers? You don't ever stop learning. Or you shouldn't stop. That's just sad. Student teachers. That's what we all are. And that's what we all should subscribe to be. Humble and obedient student teachers. And perhaps you're wondering, who is Sister Avia? Well, she's from New York City, and she loves the Most High with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength, and her brothers and sisters as herself. Who is Cottrell? Cottrell's from New York City, and he loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. That's good enough for me. I hope it's good enough for you, because that's all you're going to get. Praise God. And bless his holy name. But let me bring Sister Avia first. Sister Avia, I don't know if you can speak if you can. Get your horn if you can't. You know, you remember that those guys, what's it? Keiko brothers, one of them had a horn. So get your horn if you can speak. Just blow your horn, okay? So, Zavia, I may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and may the Most High bless you and everyone else. All glory and praises to Yah. Look, I can't talk that much, but okay. I'd be better trying to talk than trying to blow a horn.
No, you know, I think them Marks, the Marks brothers, you know, one of them couldn't talk. And he had a horn. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boxer. Yeah, okay.
And all right. As far as that, celebrating Memorial Day, I celebrated today like I do every day, giving praises to Yah for giving us all another day.
Now, that's something just the word memorializing. Praise Yah. Thank you. It's good to hear your voice. You're wonderful. Your beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Okay, well, don't speak too much. But I'm going to leave Mike on. Now, Brother Cottrell of New York City, Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Yam Suf Arif, Sister Avia. May the Most High bless you. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Could hear your voices. You may not be able to hear me too good. They got the music blasting in the streets here, memorializing something. I don't know. What they memorializing?
Don't give a damn about them. But they're memorialized. I mean, we're some of the, Katre, I'm glad you mentioned it, my brother and friend. We're some of the biggest consumers financially as far as these holidays are concerned. And we're not lacking in this with these. Go ahead, Katre.
Yeah, man, people cooking out, blasting music. I could barely hear myself think, man. But it's all good. I'm here.
That's good. That's a wonderful thing that you're here. Praise y'all, Katre.
Praise y'all.
Well, Katre, fellow students and student land, we get into details of what y'all is requiring about ancient ones. We went through chapter 37, the making of the Ark of the Covenant, the making of the table for the showbread, the making of the gold lampstand, the making of the altar of incense. And now we have progressed to the making of the altar for burnt offerings, and making the brass laver, making the court of the tabernacle, the materials of the tabernacle, making the garments of the priest. And if you student teachers are ready, I'm ready to proceed.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. Turn to chapter 38 of the book of Shemot. I know a lot of you, in your ignorance, like to call it Exodus. That is not the name for it. That's the Greek name. They always label everything they find. They put their name on it. But it's called Shemot, meaning the book of names. And the most primary one that you should subscribe to in these books, or any books, as far as they're concerned. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And you won't be trying to catch a comet to heaven. You remember that cartel, Heaven's Gate, them fools killed themselves catching a comet to Heaven's Gate. You remember that?
No.
Yeah, 39 people committed suicide when a Haley comet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah.
Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate.
Right. We don't want y'all going.
They saw the Hale-Bopp comet.
Uh-huh.
And said they wanted to join the Hale-Bopp comet.
They said a spaceship was behind it. They will catch the spaceship.
They said a spaceship was behind it?
Yeah, spaceship. Making that long line. So they killed themselves to get on the comet and the spaceship in the back. Man, we can come up with some asinine crazy, Scott Chell.
That reminds me of a video I was looking at today.
Right, Scott.
A sister from Africa.
Right.
She was admonishing her people that go to church on Sunday and allowed his bishop to crack him with a whip. These
are
people are lined up. No, I'm not kidding. They line up. He strikes him with all his might. Pow! And then he shakes his hand and the next one comes up. She's wondering, what the heck is wrong with our people?
Crazy as we want to be, Carter.
Yeah, he's talking about a white man in Africa whipping people on their back.
Oh, Lord.
And they letting him do it.
And they just had me. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Well, if I was anywhere close by that company, I told him, stop taking that whooping and take this study. Okay? Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Thank you, brother. Cartrell, Sustavia, let's get busy. Shall we? The making of the altar of burnt offerings. Now, he made the altar of burnt offerings. Bezalel made the altar of burnt offerings of a calf wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits its width. It was total square. Its height was 3 cubits. He made his horns on the four corners of the... He made the horns on the four corners. The horns were of one piece with this. He overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils for the altar, the pans, the covers, the basins, the forks, the fire pans, all his utensils he made of bronze. He made a grate, as Cartrell mentioned before. That's intricate to be able to make a grate of bronze network of the altar under its rim, midway from the bottom. He cast 4 rings for the 4 corners of the bronze grating as holders for the pole. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. Then he put the poles into the rings on the side of the altar with which to bear it. He made the altar hollow with boards. He made the bronze Levar. He made the Levar of bronze and his base of bronze. From the bronze mirrors of the serving women, he took those, he says, who assembled it at the door of the tabernacle meeting. That's the wash up and whatnot.
This don't sound like primitive people do it.
No, it does not.
They're making pots, shovels, basin, forks, fire pans, vases and all this with acacia wood and bronze and mirrors. They don't sound too primitive to me.
No, that wasn't primitive at all. I suspect we're quite the primitive born country, as far as y'all is concerned. But these fellows were on.
But you know,
yeah, go ahead, country.
When they show the Bible movies, they always show the Israelites looking like cave people. Like walked up out the dust and put some caveman clothes on. Anytime you see Bible pictures,
they never really show
the skills that our ancient fathers had.
Well, they call that social engineering and condition. They want you to believe that nonsense. But in fact, history records that they were very intelligent and progressive people. Highly intelligent. Highly intelligent. Thank you, Kadri, for pointing that out. Yes, highly skilled. Kadri, thank you for pointing that out to the students. The making of the court of tabernacle. Then he made the court on the south side. The hanging of the court were of fine woven linen, 100 cubit long. There were 20 pillars for them with 20 bronze sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver on the north side. The hangings were 100 cubits long with 20 pillars and their 20 bronze sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver on the west side. There were hangings of 50 cubits with 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. For the east side, the hangings were 50 cubits. The hangings of one side of the gate was 15 cubits long with 3 pillars and 3 sockets, and the same for the other side of the court gate. On this side, there were hangings of 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. All of the hangings of the court all around were of fine woven linen. The sockets for the pillars were bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. And the overlay of their capitals was silver. And all the pillars of the court had bands of silver. The screens for the gate of the court were woven of blue, purple, and scarlet threads and fine woven linen. The length was 20 cubits, and height alone, its width was 5 cubits, corresponding to the hangings of the court. And there were 4 pillars with their 4 sockets of bronze, and their hooks were silver, and the overlay of their capitals and their bands were silver. All the pegs of the tabernacle and all the courts all around were bronze. Very intricate, very detailed, and very artistic, Cottrell. As you say, you're a
carpenter. You know why?
Right. Okay, go ahead, Cottrell.
You know why?
Why is that, my brother?
This is the Most High's house.
Exactly.
And he's very specific about what he wants. It ain't his house, it's his tent. Because we walk in the wilderness with tents. So his tent is really elaborate.
Exactly. Good point, Carter.
It's the tabernacle. You're talking about silver and bronze and hooks and pins and sockets. That's intricate stuff, man.
Very intricate, Carter. Very beautiful. Very, very just illuminating. Just the thought of it, the sight of it would be illuminating. Praise y'all, Carter.
And the depictions that they make of it, you see, the common man really wasn't supposed to go inside and see it. But by them reading this and duplicating it, you can get an idea of what it really looked like.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful, Kajira. Thank you, Kajira. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not the material of the tabernacle. This is the inventory of the tabernacle. materials, the tabernacle of the testimony, which was counted according to the commandments of Moses for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest, Bezaleel, son of Uri, son of Ur, of the tribe of Yehuda, made all that Yah had commanded Moses. And with him was Ahilud, son of Ahishamah, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, a designer, a weaver of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine linen. Now these people became teachers too. All the gold that was used in all the work of the holy place, that is the gold of the offering, was 29 tablets and 730 shekels, according to the shekels of the sanctuary. And the silver for those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 tablets and 1,735 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A becca for each man, that is a half a shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. For everyone included in the numbers from 20 years old and above, and donated. For 3,550 men. Upon the 100 talents of silver were cast, the sockets of the sanctuary, the base of the veil, 100 sockets for the 100 talents, and 1 talent for each socket. Then from the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, overlaid their capitals, and made bands for them. The offerings of bronze was 75 talents and 2,400 shekels. And with it, he made the sockets for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils for the altar, sockets for the court all around, the base for the court gate, all the pegs for the tabernacle, and all the pegs for the court all around. Gave us a idea of the usage and what was accumulated for those usages. Sort of gave us an update. Itemization. Praise God and bless his holy name. This information is very detailed, very intricate. It left no room for anybody to second guess what was going on with the items taken up, because they gave a detailed itemization of items taken up and the use of those said items. So then nobody had to go around grunting, I don't know what they do with all that stuff. They ain't told nobody nothing. They gave you a detailed itemization, what was taken up and what the uses of what it was taken up of. Praise Yah and bless him. Katriel, Sabia, what's it?
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. You said it, Yamsu. You broke it down. Mm-hmm. Like we used to, fourth grade.
Right.
But the fact that they kept an account of everything showed right. their transparency, right?
Right.
We wish like that the government and churches and temples and camps were transparent right. with the donations that people gave them.
Exactly.
So if anything was missing, they knew.
Well,
so it wasn't just a random just.
Right.
Huh?
Cartel, we can learn a lot from our ancients. All of us. We need to be more transparent with people like our ancient was. So it doesn't elicit any grumbling. If somebody starts to grumble, it puts those matters to rest.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that every man from 20 years old and upward, how many was there?
I think, let me go back to that number, Cartrio. Mm-hmm. From 20, for everyone including in the number from 20 years old and above, for 603,550 men.
That's a lot of people, ain't it?
Just the men.
20 years old and up.
Right.
They gave willingly. You have to force these brothers to give.
Mm-mm.
Imagine. 600,000 people out there giving to the Most High.
Exactly. Imagine that, Cartrell. We could do a lot with
it. It's unimaginable.
Yeah.
The Hawks were right because they gave what they had, and they had what the Most High required of them to make this thing. Everything
exactly.
they needed, they had it, and they gave it willingly.
Not by force, by choice. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, so sad, yeah, we're not going to push her to speak very much. But we are ready to proceed to the last segment of study if Cartrell's ready.
Yes, sir. Some of these weights, like a talent.
Right.
Is 66 pounds. One talent, 66
that's
pounds.
That's a lot of weight, brother.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of weight.
It's 66 pounds of silver. How much is that worth?
Man, brother, you can retire. You can retire.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but
they was wealthy.
Yeah, they was wealthy. You can get close to retirement. Let me look it up, Cartrell. I mean, why are you getting set up? I think it's chapter 57. Aviar confirms it's just Aviar. Okay, 67. How much is 67 and now? Let me see. Google, how much is 67 pound worth of silver yesterday? How much is 67? Okay. Short silver. In U.S. dollars, Cartrell, that runs about $18,000. $18,749 for one of those talents.
So multiply that by 100 talents. The silver of those who were counted of the congregation was 100 talents. That's 66 times 100.
That's a lot of money, but you can retire that. Okay, brother. Thank you, Cartrell. I don't think Sister Aviar could speak very much, but I believe I am correct, Sister Aviar, when I speak about prayer. 57? Okay, 57.
I think it's 56 because we didn't have the show on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. It's 56, Cartrell. Because I don't recall reading this prayer for relief from tormentors. I don't recall. I recall the one before it, the treachery of friends. I do recall that one. But I don't recall prayer for relief from tormentors.
And brother, matter of fact, I was just looking. You were supposed to be on 36 tonight, I think, in Simone.
No, I was correct. I was correct. Yeah.
I'd be out the gatekeeper, so I'm going to go with 56.
Yeah. Okay. I think I was correct.
Okay.
Because you did 35 on Thursday.
Right.
No show Friday. So that means you were supposed to be 36.
Okay.
Brother
TL
is on 56.
Yeah, we can rectify that tomorrow and go back over that. We can rectify that and go back to that and jump ahead. We can rectify that. Thank you, Sister Abby. Cartrell, it said to the chief musician, said to the silent dove, and this is a mischief of King David when the Philistines captured him in Gath. The midst of King David when the Philistines captured him in Gath.
All praises.
Praise God.
It seemed like King David, every time he's under duress, he writes a song about it.
Don't he though?
And he wrote this to the tune of Silent Dove in Distant Lands.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where Prince got When Doves Cry? That was that his lyrics for?
Must have went to the silent land.
Yes. King David, writing songs under duress. Give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, for our King, King David, and the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that he imparts to us under duress.
Exactly.
Psalm 56. Be merciful to me, Elohim, for man wants to swallow me up. He's talking about the Philistine. Philistines want to swallow him up. Why the Philistines want to swallow him up? Ain't this the one that killed Goliath?
Exactly.
Yeah, this the one that killed Goliath. All day long, he attacks and oppresses me. My enemies want to swallow me up all day long, but they are many who fight proudly against me. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Because every man has fear, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. But how do you channel that fear? King David channeled his fear to the Most High because he trusted in him, which took his fears away. In Elohim, I praise his word. That's what we do on a Real Talk for Real People show. We present Yah's word and give him praise for it. Torah Yah. In Elohim, I put my trust. Be like King David, put your trust in Elohim. I will not be afraid. You got to have that conviction that Yah got your back, Yah got your front, Yah is your refuge. So you shouldn't be afraid. What can flesh do to me? What can man do to me? All day long, they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They conspire and lurk, watching my steps. They are eager to take my life. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the people's Elohim. You count my wanderings. You put my tears into your container. Aren't they in your book? So King David wants to know if Yah's keeping a record of his prayer. He wants to know if Yah's keeping a record of the tears that he cries out to him. Because Yah is doing that. Keeping a record of his tears. And Yah is writing everything down in his book. He says, then my enemy shall turn back in the day that I call. He knows he could trust Yah. As long as he calls on Yah, he's facing enemies greater and mightier than we are. I'm talking about the Philistine. These people will take your head and put you on a stake. I know this, that Elohim is for me. How many of us know that the Most High is for us? In Elohim, I will praise his word. And that's why we give thanks for this radio show. Yom Suf's platform, Real Talk with Real People, because we're able to praise Yah's word. We're able to share Yah's word. And Yah's word should be giving us life and health and strength. It should be conquering all of our fears. I have put my trust in Elohim, which is the aim of this show. We must put our trust not in man, not in false doctrines, not in idols. We must put our trust in the Most High. I will not be afraid. That's his refrain. Men will put fear in you, but when you trust in Yah, that fear goes away. Your vows are on me, Elohim. I will give thanks offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death and prevented my feet from falling, that I may walk before Elohim in the light of the living. All praise to the Holy One Israel. Testimony from our King when he was facing certain death from his arch rival, his sworn enemies, the Philistines. He knew in his heart of hearts that the situation that he was in didn't matter as long as the Most High was protecting him. And he knew it. He was delivered out of that situation. So we give thanks and praise to the Most High. All we have to do is reach out to him like King David. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Thank you, Sister Abby. I thank you, fellow students. It's good to start off the week right. Let's finish up the week. Let's put our trust in the Most High, not in ourselves. And to anything, I need any person. Put your trust in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov. There lies your security nest, your rock, your shield, your attire, your buckler. Therein, everything you need lies in the Most High. Praise Yah. Cottrell, closing remarks.
We love y'all. I hope you're laying out there memorializing. These are the things right here you should be memorializing, the word of the Most High. So we hope that you continue with us. I don't know how many hung out with us. I know we missed the week before last. Y'all came back. We love y'all. Stay dedicated. Shalom and good night.
Stay dedicated. I'm not going to ask Sister Abby out because she's going through a lot. She's healing. Keep praying for her. and keep loving us. We love y'all. May the Most High bless you. And still remain true, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and your steps. Praise y'all. Goodbye.
Got to be true to myself. Everyone must know.